One question I've received many times is whether I have a recommendation or suggestion for a book of daily devotions. And in today's episode, I want to respond to that question. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, senior pastor of St. Philippa Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you, as always. I'll begin today's episode with a couple of logistical things again, beginning with our upcoming Faith and Life events. I know I've talked about these in various places, and we've tried very hard to communicate these changes, but our next two speakers are both going to be here in March now. Originally, they were scheduled for February, and if I'm repeating myself, I apologize, but I'm just trying to get the message out there. So Sarah Hall, the long-distance runner, is going to be with us on Thursday, March 5th. And then Lee C. Camp, the podcaster who does a podcast called No Small Endeavor, will be with us on Thursday, March 26th. So March 5th and March 26th with Sarah Hall and Lee Camp as the Faith and Life series continues. That's one logistical note. The other is we're taping this. I'm actually taping this exactly a week before Ash Wednesday. It'll be published the Friday before Ash Wednesday, but I just want to remind you that Lent, the season of Lent, begins on Ash Wednesday, so that's on February 18th. And here at St. Philippa Deacon, that means we will have services at noon, at 5:30, and at 7 o'clock for the imposition of ashes. And I hope you will join us for that important service as we begin the Lenten season. And then following Ash Wednesday, for five Wednesdays in a row during the Lenten season, we will, as we have done for many, many years, we will gather in the evening for a Holden evening prayer. Holden is the name of the liturgy. It's a beautiful liturgy. That service will be at 7 o'clock on those Wednesdays. The theme of this year's Wednesday evening services is storytelling. And so we're going to talk about elements that make up stories, both in one particular Bible story or parable, and also the way that we live into God's story for our lives. So we'll talk about character, setting, plot, conflict, and resolution over those 5 weeks. Before those services, we always have a soup supper, which is a wonderful opportunity to gather in community. So again, I'm sharing that with you because I hope you will join us. Which brings me then to what I want to share with us for this episode, which is actually related to community. And in fact, it's related in a way to something we did a number of years ago for Lent. I can't remember if it was 5 years ago now, for our Lenten services, we focused on a book by an author named Henry Nouwen. It's not this book, but I'm going to point out a different book of his. That book was The Return of the Prodigal Son, exploring the parable of the prodigal son through a painting of about the prodigal son by Rembrandt. And Nouwen was a Catholic priest. He actually died in 1996 when I was a graduate student at the University of Notre Dame. He had taught there for a bit. I never studied with him, but I actually remember very clearly the day he died. There was a person in one of the classes I was taking who was in the seminary there who had had a chance to study with Henry Nouwen and who had touched him very deeply as a professor, as a teacher, as a guide, as a mentor. And he remains to this day, as does Richard Rohr. I talked about Richard Rohr in the last episode. Henry Nouwen to this day remains a very important theologian, an author, a spiritual guide, a priest, a pastor, I would say. And so the book I'm going to just lift up for you in this episode is, it's a collection of writings by him. It was collected by a different author, but it's called Henry Nouwen, or it's Henry Nouwen, You Are the Beloved. And its subtitle is 365 Daily Readings and Meditations for Spiritual Living. I was actually chatting with someone else from the church who'd read this recently, who said it was a great way to ground yourself at the start of the day and also to challenge yourself. And the reason, by the way, I'm thinking of this specific book right now is that it was used for a women's retreat that just happened here at St. Philippa Deacon last week called Beloved. And this was one of the resources that was made available to those women. And it reminds me, I guess, I'm going to read a passage from this, but it reminds me, and I talked about the power of community in a recent episode as well. It reminds me how important it is as people of the church, as Christians, as children of God, that we are reminded again and again and again of how we are not going through this thing called life alone, that we are beloved by a God who created us and who loves us, and that we're invited to live through the difficulties and challenges and, yes, the joys and the adventure of life with other people who can come by us and support us and surround us with love, and who, by the way, need to be supported by us and surrounded by us as they go through those things. And so maybe I'll talk about this another time, but I'm thinking a lot about community these days and how really critically important it is for each of us as God's children to remember that we are not alone and that we are loved by the God who made us. So I'm going to read, again, this is, as the subtitle suggests, 365 short readings and meditations. I'm going to actually read the meditation for the day that this is coming out. So these are dated so that you can, if you pick this book up, you can just read, you know, meditation for the specific date that's given. And so this is for February 13th. Which, if I did my math right, I'm pretty sure that's the day this episode's going to come out. And this one happens to be called, the title of the meditation is Make God's Unconditional Love Visible. So here's what Henry Nouwen writes. Whenever, contrary to the world's vindictiveness, we love our enemy, we exhibit something of the perfect love of God, whose will is to bring all human beings together as children of one Father. I'm reminded here, by the way, of another emphasis I've been thinking about lately, which is our how we're unified, how we're united through the love of Christ. So I love that emphasis on bringing all human beings together as children of one Father. Going on, whenever we forgive instead of getting angry at one another, bless instead of cursing one another, tend one another's wounds instead of rubbing salt into them, hearten instead of discouraging one another, give hope instead of driving one another to despair, hug instead of harassing one another, welcome instead of cold shouldering one another, thank instead of criticizing one another, praise instead of maligning one another. In short, whenever we opt for and not against one another, we make God's unconditional love visible. We are diminishing violence and giving birth to a new community. So that strikes me as an appropriate reflection for today and every day. And I do encourage you, if you are looking for a book of daily meditations, and it's a question I've had before from people, I would commend this to you. Henry Nouwen is a brilliant, thoughtful, faithful writer, and he's worth reading for sure. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. I do hope I'll see you on Ash Wednesday and Wednesdays during Lent. I hope I'll see you at those upcoming faith and life events and maybe on a Sunday before then. As always, if you have questions of me or if you'd like me to take up a topic in the future, please, please, please let me know. Thanks for being with me today. And as always, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.